Lord, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity that is to come and give thanksgiving to you, Father. We thank you that you're present here amongst us, Father, and Lord, we can come as your children and worship you. Thank you that our singing is not just singing, but it's singing to a God above all. In Jesus' name.
Yeah. I'm going to have a very short sermon this afternoon because you people are the sermon. So, yes. So I've got only four slides. That's already the first one. What is it going about today is Thanksgiving. Giving thanks to the Lord for what He's done in our lives. And we're going to give you opportunities that you can share your testimony of what the Lord has been doing this year, 2017. So you can already start thinking about it. We already prayed beforehand as well that the Holy Spirit is going to remind you of what happened this year, that you can say that you came closer to God, that you understood a little bit more of God, of how great and how awesome He is, and that you can share it with us and that we can, together with you, that we can enjoy it. When we're having a look at Thanksgiving, yeah, if I talk about Thanksgiving, we immediately think about the American public holiday Thanksgiving, which is the fourth Thursday, I think, in November. The next day we actually remember better, which is the Black Friday. That's a special, and for a Dutch person, a special is always attractive. But the Thanksgiving, and that's, they understood it. It was at the end of the season. They they came to the Lord, it was also to give thanks to the Lord for what has happened in the year. So the idea of Thanksgiving, what is in America, if they still have got, if they put it in practice, I'm not quite sure about it. I know we must ask our American dictionary if it is done or not.
I don't know.
You don't know. But we want to do it today. We want to say thank you. Thank you to God for what He's been doing for us, and that we can share with each other then. The first scripture, what I just want to have a look at, is Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. And then that word, thanksgiving, the Greek word is Eucharistia. If I could pronounce it correct, I'm not Greek from origin, so I'm battling a little bit with the Greek words. But it's gratitude, and it's a thankfulness. It's really coming out of your heart. And I think in Dutch we've got hartelijke dank, which is telling a little bit about it, because it's coming out of your heart. It's not a, oh, thank you. And it's really hartelijke dank, it's coming out of your heart. And that's what it means over there as well. That gratitude, it's an actual, a grateful language to God as an act of worship there. The other verse what I would like to quote is the one from 2 Corinthians 4 verses 15. But Paul is writing over there, for all things or for your sakes, the grace having spread through the many, many, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Then it also, that word abound means that it is excess. It's not just a little bit, but it is abundantly for the glory of God. Because that's actually what we're doing. We give Him thanks. If we're doing thanksgiving, we give glory to God. And when we're doing the thanksgiving, we basically have got, we've got two parties. We've got one party who's saying thank you that you've received, but you've got another party from which you received. And in that, when you say thank you to somebody, you're actually glorifying that person. And that's what we're doing today. We're glorifying God by saying thank you. Thank you for what He's done in 2017 for us. And also when we are doing a thanksgiving, we're humbling ourselves. It is, we say thank you, Father. And if we go into the restaurant and we have a meal over there, and when we are finished and we say to them, thank you for the meal what they've given to us, we respect it. We give them respect. We tell them that we enjoyed it, the food, hopefully it was good food. Mm. You say thank you. You enjoyed it. And that is what we're doing today as well, the thanksgiving, that we are going to glorify God, because a joyful thanksgiving is giving glory to God. Now I'm going to start a little bit with it, with the thanksgiving, and we're going to give opportunities to the others as well, because like I said, it is your sermon today, and you can already start thinking about it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Renee just to put a chair over there, which means if you've got something that you would like to testify about, then you can go and sit already on the chair so that you can run a little bit faster, but then you also can see that we don't have to wait too long for the next person. So if you've got a testimony, like Renee's, you can already go and sit over there. No. Okay. It will come.
Thank you.
Thank you. It has been a year, which has been awesome. It has been a year. If we take a look back a year, me and Renee have been talking about it as well. What happened in a year? The first two are, those two are the year. Worship is constant. It has changed so much. And to get a little bit of a taste of what we're going to do in heaven, for people in heaven, we're going to praise God. And they are going to be there as well, so they're also going to be there. And it's just going to be so awesome. That's such a blessing that we received with the two of you who've joined us in the first part of the year. The baptism, what have you been doing? Who have been baptized in this year? The encounters, what we did. How many of you did attended encounters or foundations? So that was really a blessing for us. It was awesome that we could do it. And I want to thank the Lord for the opportunity that we've got and that we can carry on with it, that it will be on our agenda for next year as well. And it was really a special year. It is also with the amount of people. It increased and it is still increasing. Yes, there are people not here at the moment, they're on holiday or overseas or things like that, but it's continuously increasing. And yeah, it is awesome. Yes, we are getting people in who visit us and who are maybe not going to come back again, that they feel that they would like to join another church, but then they also can serve the Lord. That's not what we're thankful for. This is that this year we've seen that there's a growth, and we also expecting that more is going to happen. There are some special people that I would like to highlight a little bit for this year. I've already done the two of them, which are going to be attended to just now again. Small group leaders. Who are the small group leaders? Yes, you as well. You're also a small group. Yeah, they can be too small. I'm just going to give you one. And Caroline, you're going to carry on with the next ones, and that is the volunteer. You can take the box along, and then have a look at all the volunteers which just. So if you've been volunteering during the year, then she's going to give you one of those tickets. She's going to hand them out. And then I just, in a personal capacity, I also would like to share a little bit of what's happened this year. And the main thing what I experienced this year is growing closer to God. And that is a process which each and every one has got, and what each and every one is busy with. You can call it walking with Jesus, you can call it getting closer to God. We've been singing just now as well, that He draws us near, that we come closer to Him. He's written in James as well. We've got to come closer to Him, and then He will draw us, then He will also come closer to us. And that's what I experienced this year as well. And that's given me, peace. Because we were in a very strange situation. I'm still drawing a salary from a business in South Africa, but it's still running. It's still that I can earn a salary, that I can do the work over here, which has got to be done every year. And it's just such a blessing. It's such a unique circumstances how God has put that together. And when you think at a certain time, something's going to happen. But no, just leave it for God. And let this, nearly what you say, it's His problem, because He's told us that we've got to be here, and then we want to be here. We also were blessed with grandchildren this year, and there you also can see healthy grandchildren, which is so awesome to receive that. Children are a gift of God, and that was also something that I want to be thankful for this year. So yes, for me, it was an awesome year, and I'm thankful for that. I just want to say, if you're going to take too long, then we're going to invite you for the video clip. So, but if it's too long, then don't feel bad if Renee or me are coming and taking the microphone out of your hand.
He knows I talk too much. Okay. Now, it's funny that I'm really glad that I get the opportunity, because I'm so thankful to God, because I haven't been Christian for very long, and I was really praying for a Christian family, and He sent me Renee and Derek Young, and the way they just took me in was such an example of His love, because I didn't even go to this church, and they just like took me in, and Renee took the time to have mentoring, discipling sessions, and I had really prayed to God for that. And I haven't had a family for a long time, and they've just been such a family. Like, you know, I run to them more than, I don't really have, I mean, I have a fleshly family, but it's not, I can't really count on, anyway, my point. But I've really been able to count on them, and there's a specific, it's funny, because actually before you said it, God laid it on my heart, I wanted to you know, this is what I want you to share and bring up. And there was this moment in my house where there were these bees. And so I called Renee, and I went over there, and I think I slept there. And she was just so helpful. And it's not only at church, but they really, in my personal life, they've just, God really used them to help me, and I really prayed for that. And I'm so, so thankful. He is so faithful in sending you the right people if you just trust him. And, yeah, I'm just so thankful. Thank you so much. You guys have been so good.
Hi everyone. So my throat is a bit sore, I'm sorry if I sound funny. So a lot of things to be thankful for, but the one thing I really want to share is we were about to lose our house, me and my son Avon. On the 1st of February, we had to leave our house, and we had no opportunity to live somewhere else that we could pay and that Avon could still go to school in Houghton. And it was so scary, actually. I was so scared all the time. And, you know, when you know the Lord and you know that the Lord is trustworthy, then it's really weird to still notice how scared you can get. And still I noticed that the Lord was not mad at me for being scared at all. And what is really big for me is that we now found a different place, a place that we can stay. And the way it went is a bit longer story, so I don't know, I might be in a video sharing. But for now, I just want you all to know that when I was really scared, I, of course, knew that the Lord asked me to trust him, but also to give him praise. So the other day, I was busy doing my things, and I was crying all day long, and this new day started, and it was the same, and after a few moments, I had a shower and everything, and I thought, I just have to get on my knees before the Lord first. And then the song came up, and I went to my computer, and I played the song, and I waved with my flag, and that was actually the day where a friend sent me a picture from a house that we could not afford, and I saw this guy that was renting the, giving it for rent, and then he said, give me a call, and we do not have to pay all the money that he asked so that we can stay there. And yeah, it's just, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, really thankful.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, I'm an au pair. I work for another family, and I'm not someone who's comfortable in a new situations to change. I don't adapt easily to change. So coming here is what I've always wanted, but it was difficult. Being away from my family, I love my family dearly, and I've always been close to all of them. So being away from everyone that I know, having to make new friends, that is not easy for me. And God just provided everything that I needed this year. I grew so much as a person. I learned to be a grown-up. I learned how to live life. I learned who I am in Christ and what I can do, and that I always had insecurities, and I don't have those anymore because God told me that he created me the way I'm meant to be, and I'm perfect to him.
Amen. I skipped the chair. I thought I was close enough. So. For those who don't know me, I'm Marco, and we joined the church. You can come with me. It's because we are one, we are married. We come from South Africa, and we We were just settling into a really beautiful place in South Africa. It's called Stellenbosch. It's probably one of the most beautiful places in South Africa. And we were living in a beautiful place, a beautiful home, and I had a very secure job working in a hospital, and she had her dream job, basically, that she worked for 7 years. But the Lord came and he told us that we need to move to Utrecht. And in our fleshly selves said, this is not what we want to do. We don't want to go. And it was really hard for us to let go of that and to, so we decided, we prayed about it, and we decided as one, we're going to move to the Netherlands, and we're going to come support the church. And in April, we arrived, and we came with 2 bags, our instruments, and no jobs. We had no plan of where we're going to live. We had no accommodation. We had no jobs. We just came with our bags and our guitars and said, hello, we're here. And we came with, we could save a little bit while we were working last year. And we came and we started we stayed in Dirk Jan Renee's house for 3 months in a little small room. And it was lovely. We're really so thankful for that. But these 8 months have been so challenging in ways that we could never imagine. I think we can so easily find our security in our jobs, our security in how much we have. We have a car, we have a house. And it so easily becomes our identity. That's who we are. But this year has been such a good year to really discover ourselves and to discover who we are in Christ. And I forgot to say what we have now. And, what we're thankful for is that in the 8 months, coming with nothing, coming with no place to stay, we have a beautiful place to stay that the Lord provided. It's in the city center, and it's big enough to host people because we love people, and it's big enough to have, we had like a Christmas dinner thing, and it had like 15, 16 people, and we have jobs, both of us, and we're able to tithe, we're able to save. And this has happened in 8 months. And she just got a job promotion. In 8 months, this is impossible. So we're just so thankful. It hasn't been an easy journey, but the Lord is so good. And he is faithful. Amen. Amen.
Cool. Yeah, I just made a quick list because otherwise I forget stuff. So a lot happened this year. And I tried to get into chronological order, not necessarily importance. The year started with a new job for me, which I was so pleased with because I was very unhappy where I was working before. And it was perfect working hours and a better pay. And it was really everything I wanted. And it is quite difficult to get a job in the thing I wanted here. And actually they find me. So that was like, and I don't even remember going for the interview and saying something to them like, but I'm not sure this is where the Lord wants me to be. And then they said, but tell us again how you got the job. Oh yeah, they found me. So that was super cool. I became a member of Shofar at the beginning of the year as well, which was a super happy day for me. I was very pleased to do that. I was a participant at Foundation 3, which really, it was a very, very special day. Weekend. So much happened, so much changed. And there was a team from South Africa who was facilitating, and I made lifelong friends. And that was really, really super cool. And I was also able to facilitate in the Encounters 1 and 2, which in a way was even more joyful because now I was able to actually be that person for someone else. Be there, pray for someone, talk to someone, and I look back with it with so much joy. It's so cool for me to see other people receive what I also received. It's super cool. I saw many people get baptized. I refer to myself as the happy clappy. I go like, I get so happy when I see other people succeeding, so it's super. I saw a lot of people grow in love and understanding, and I also grew in love and understanding of the Lord. And it's really a gift. It's like a gift as in not a gift as in a talent, but a gift as in I received something awesome to see that in people. And I also became a part of the shofar office team. And I find it super cool. I really see it as a blessing to be able to build this church and to be able to help also in the small things. And even if it is to organize the volunteers or to organize the family day tomorrow on Christmas Day or to organize the church weekend, I just get so much joy out of it. So yeah, I'm really happy actually to be able to, yeah, to be allowed to do something like that. So I'm really happy with that. That's my year thus far. Yes, when I knew it's going to be a testimony, so I wonder, Lord, which one would you like me to share? And I asked him, actually it's a testimony for me and how God revealed this to me. Someone visited us this week. It's family of people in the church. And we had a good chat, and he asked us, actually, how did we end up here and how did it happen? And I said, oh, many of you know the story, and that we had to leave all our furniture in South Africa just like then, and I was not happy with God because of that for 2 months, and I had to get over myself, and then he said, but where did you get all the furniture that you have now? I said, it was given to us, we just got it from different places, and God just blessed us. And actually, in South Africa, already God shared with me that we need to leave it in South Africa, or sell it, or whatever, because it's part of his testimony. And actually, when this man shared this verse with me, I was astonished. It's now 2.5 years back what had happened, but it's Ecclesiastes 2, verse 26. It says, "For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight. But to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering and collecting, that he may give him who is good before God. This is also vanity and grasping for the wind." But what it says actually in this verse is what happened. We, at one stage, a lady found, and she said, yes, my mom died, and they found Anya, who helped us here in the Netherlands. My mom died, and the whole flat is full of furniture, and I hear that you have people that you help to furnish your house, and they can have everything in the flat because my house is full and I don't have any place. So we went there and we picked the stuff, and we said, okay, in 3 weeks time we'll come and pick it up. And during that 3 weeks, suddenly this lady found Anya, and she said, but I thought they were refugees, but now I hear that they're evangelists. And I don't want to have to do anything with God or with Jesus. My children didn't have to come home with any Jesus thing, and so was my mom. So I'm actually not happy to give it to them. So Anya said to her, okay, would you like to tell them that you don't want to give it? No, I don't want to do that. That's also not good. So they can still have it. And actually, I didn't want to take it. I said to Anya, oh, I feel so horrible to take stuff of people who actually didn't want to give it to us. And then she says, no, she sees it as God's humor. He takes from those who's not believers and give it to me. And I never realized that. But when this guy gave me this verse, it actually says that other people gather and he blesses the believer with it. And so then I thought, wow, Lord, I never knew it stood in the Bible that way. So it was really awesome for me.
Okay, so just two things. Just a short background story. When I was young, I was having quite frequent headaches. I went to the hospital and they couldn't find what was wrong. So in 2015, I moved to the UK. I was doing my A-levels. The headaches stopped for whatever reasons. So last year, no, just this year, we were playing football. I mean, well, I don't look like one, but I can play football. Yeah, so, and just so happened that I wanted to do the Ronaldo trick, the ball was coming in the air, wanted to head it, and there was another person in front of me, and we collided. So actually, I have a scar on my face. I don't know if you can see it. Yeah, so I collided, and there's a scar just on the eyebrows. It was quite a deep cut. I fell down. I couldn't move on my own. I felt like I wanted to sleep, and they called it concussion, whatever they did. It was quite serious. I was rushed to the hospital. They had a look at it, and I was fine. They just glued it together. That's why you can't actually see it, but it's somewhere there. So I'm really thankful because had it been very deep, it could have maybe cut my scar and it could have been worse than it is right now. So I'm really thankful for that. And the other thing I'm thankful for is just the journey that I've had in the past few months, having moved to the Netherlands. It wasn't very easy for me to come here. I came, well, just alone, I would say. When I went to the UK, we were in a group of three, so it was quite easy for me. When I'd gone there with people I knew, could chat and we could have food together and stuff. But when I came here, it was a different story. I really didn't have people I already knew to hang out with, to do things with and to laugh with. So it's been quite a hard journey, but I'm really thankful for that. I found some family, like my small group. It's been such a good family that I've found here, and I'm really thankful for God for that, that He's done it for me. Yeah. Yeah.
I have told the story before, so if you've heard it before, I'm sorry. So at the beginning of this year, I came to the Netherlands, also as an au pair. We were quite a few. And I was not planning to come to church at all. I was planning to go here without God because I could not see the sense like at all. Me being young, coming to another country, I was like, no, I'm not going to waste my Sundays on church. Why? And I met this wonderful young lady in grey, and she invited me on the first Sunday to come to church. And I didn't want to. I was already thinking of things to tell her to not come to church. I was so ready to just not come. And then I was like, okay, I have to at least once, and then the next time I'll make an excuse and I won't come to church. And it was my plan. And I came to Shofar, and I remember it was before Mark and Yolanda came. It was about 2 weeks before they started with worship. But we started with worship, and all of a sudden, I just clicked. I don't know how to explain it to people, but I just felt so at home. I wanted to cry because for the first time since I've been here, I was at home. And I was like, oh God, why are you doing this to me? Why? I don't want to do this. And right after that, Auntie Renee came to me, and she's like, do you want to be baptized? And I was like, and this is what I couldn't even pray in front of people. I was so just not ready to acknowledge like God in my life at all. And now I've been to small group. I've made lifelong friends with other people. I have a mother and a father figure in the Netherlands. And I'm just so thankful for not only Shofar, but for God bringing me on this massive journey from South Africa that I had to come to the Netherlands to find Him. It's insane. Yeah. So I'm just so thankful for everyone I've met and this whole journey I've walked with Shofar, being in the worship team with Mark and Yolandi. It's just incredible, and I would not have been able to have this year without God, without Shofar. Mm-hmm. So it's incredible.
Okay, so I really don't like talking, but I feel that I have so many things to be grateful for this year that God has just provided without me even thinking about it. Yeah, so I made a little list because I'm a little bit of a control freak, but it's okay. in a good way. So yeah, when I came here, I was not planning on going to church. In the sense of, I was like, I went to church, but I was like, okay, you know, it's Holland, whatever, I'm going to travel the whole time. And the right people just came across my path, and I came to church, and I was like, whoa, this is super cool. And everybody's like, yeah, you should have heard about Shofar. I'm like, not really. It's just been such an amazing journey, just meeting all my friends and just being able to connect with everyone. And I got baptized. That was super cool. And everybody thought, like, you know, everybody said, like, it's such a big thing. And then I was like, okay. But everything was the same. And I was waiting for this big thing. And it was still hard, but what I'm the most thankful for is just seeing how God has been working also in my friends' lives. And that really inspires me to keep going, because you don't always feel like praying, and it's totally normal. And I love that everybody's just like, guys, we're not perfect. Like, it's fine, but we're here for you. Just having that support and really just having a family besides my family back home. So, yeah, I'm just really grateful for that. And, yeah, just a little testimony. I was really scared of being alone. Not in the sense of walking alone, just around, but just like enjoying the silence, like being at home or whatever. I always wanted people with me, and I really prayed about it for a long time, and God just took it away, and it's not magically. I just knew it was Him, and I've just, the last few weeks that I've been doing Bible studies, just reading, been revealing to me how amazing He thinks we are and how badly He wants this relationship with us. And I'm really seeing Him just giving me revelations. And it's not because I'm super cool or because I've been praying for like 5 months on nonstop, but just because He's like, every time when I have a dip, I have friends who support me and who I can go to. And when I go back to my Bible or to my little PC that I read, He's just like, okay, well, there's your answer. And I'm like, wow. So, yeah, it's just been a super cool journey. And, yeah, I just encourage all of you to always seek His face. Just always go to Him, because He really loves you and He really wants to help you. And, yeah, He loves you very much. Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, I have a lot of things to thank you, so I'll just say a sentence for each. So I thank you to God that I have a new country to live in. I've been in the Netherlands for 2 years, but I moved this year, like permanently. I have now a new job, I have a new house.
Same
and,
same
life in the future, context. But also, I'm thankful, Lord, because this year I was able to finish my master degree as well.
Wow.
And, the other thing I'm thankful is that He's helping me to grow with Him and to learn more and more and actually have experiences with Him. And okay, the last but also kind of important, I feel I want to share, like 2 weeks ago or 4 weeks, I don't know, maybe more than a month, I'm not sure exact periods, but I went to the shop near the center and I paid with my credit card, and then I was walking with full pockets, I was taking out stuff and bringing them back, and I went home and suddenly my credit card, which is issued in Bulgaria, just disappeared. So I was really very sad. I said, Lord, why you made like that? I mean, it's everything from you. You could make a way that my credit card stays with me. And suddenly I lost it. And you know, that credit card is issued in Bulgaria. So okay, I can call them. They will, you know, they will close it, whatever. But then to issue new credit card, I need to go there. Like, it's a lot of money and it's a lot of problems for me, like traveling. And yeah, I was thinking, yeah, what to do. And yeah, I'm that kind of person that usually, if something like that happens, it just stop. It's like, I love the credit card, okay, it's done with that credit card. But suddenly, God inspired me, with the help, of course, with my wife, and it's, why you don't try to find that card? Yeah? So I was like, very sad, but I went on my knees. I said, God, okay, I lost this car. There's no impossible things. Help me to find it back. So, and I prayed, and I said, yeah, God, to, like, if the devil robbed me, let's he bring it back and stuff like that. So next day, I went after work, because it was already late. But I went and asked few shops, few places, and suddenly one place, yeah, we found the car. is this your car? They're like, what? It was my car, so we were together. Oh, wow. So I was so thankful. I think because I am that kind of person that don't usually go and search and find and call and stuff. God wanted me, for me to go outside of my like normal place and this time to go and search and find and ask. And indeed, he gave my car back. So it was nice.
Yeah. Is there anyone who still wants to? Kirsten.
I was really scared to come this year, so I came straight out of high school and I was like, what am I going to do? I have to go study. And God made it that I came here, and for me that was just in itself a really big step, and I was terrified. And just the whole year he showed me how faithful he is, just in the small things, in the daily, like working with the kids, and I didn't know what to do. I would just turn to him because I had no one else. And he would help me, and the baby would stop crying. And yeah, just throughout the year, I'm quite a forgetful person. And throughout the year, I lost things. I lost slippers and whatever, and then I wouldn't know what to do. So I'd be like, okay, God, you probably don't care about slippers, but if you do, it would be great. And then I would find them, like, on the pavement, like, just randomly lying there. I was like, what? Okay, thanks, God. You are faithful. And then about 2 weeks ago, I lost my bike key. And I looked everywhere, and I couldn't find it. And I was like, oh, now I have to tell my host family, and they're going to be so disappointed in me, and oh, all this stuff. But God was like, oh, I've done this so many times before, just pray. Like, come on. I've been trying to teach you the whole year. So I did. And I prayed the whole night and the whole morning, and I was like, okay, I'm going to find it. And I didn't, and I was like, but it's fine. Like, God is still good, and he'll make a way. And then right as I was about to, like, give up searching, this guy came up to me, and he was like, do you need your bike keys? Are you looking for your bike keys? I was like, yeah. And he was like, are there 4 keys on it? And I was like, yeah. And he just, like, whipped them up, and he's like, cool. Here they are. I should leave. thanks. And I cried and sang the whole way home. But, yeah, God is faithful.
So I had quite a bit of time to think what I should talk about, because I have a lot of things that I'm very grateful about. Before I had everything, riches, cars, houses, the best clothes, but yet I was empty. And apparently all my life God was chasing me around to make me aware that there is more than stuff. And I'm fortunate to say that this year he revealed himself to me. And I realized that God is not just a God of a book, and that Jesus is not just a guy in a book, but they are very real. And everyone he's chasing, one way or another, he may not realize it, but he's continuously busy trying to touch you, find you, and shake you that he is our Creator, our Father. And once you accept that God is real and that Jesus can be placed into your heart, things just go totally crazy, and things happen that are really special. And I'm very thankful to know God and to have Jesus in my heart, and to know that wherever I go, he's always with me, and that's of course for everybody. And I think I'm just, another other special thing is that I was suffering from ADHD all my life. And last year when I came here around June, July, I was like really in a bad shape and I got a lot of medication. And the psychiatrist was really shocked to see how severely my ADHD was. He said, you know, this is the first in 33,000 people I tested and you're like over there. And I got heavily drugged. I had like, I don't know how many pills, but everybody who, every time I went to the pharmacy, they were looking at me like, wow, you know? And through faith and through God's grace and His power, yeah, I'm off medication and I am totally healed. That's unbelievable.
Thanks, Mark. Anyone else who still would like to try the microphone? I'm going to ask the two of you to you can finish off with the songs that you still want to sing. You've heard the testimonies, and it's testimonies of people who experienced God. And this is what we, as a church, would like to be. That this is the place that we can somewhere help you with finding God. If you haven't found God, or if you found God, that you can come closer to God. This is what the church wants to be. And we want to be it here as well. That's what Shavuot wants. And I'm glad to hear those testimonies of what happened over here, where we can see that the relationship between you and God became closer. If you maybe hear this afternoon and you say, yeah, it's all about this God and it's about Jesus and the people outside you. Having now, tomorrow they've got a lot of Christmas trees and tomorrow is the birthday of Jesus and I'm not really in for it. If you want to know more about it, then I'm inviting you. And I say, please speak to me or Renee after the sermon. We're prepared to spend time with you, to have a cup of coffee with you and to talk about what is it to be a child of God? What is it to call the creator of heaven and earth, to call him our Father? Maybe this afternoon that you say you've heard those testimonies and you say, yes, I want to make the decision today. I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I'm going to give you the opportunity that you can come forward now, that we can pray along with you. And if you may be here and you say that, like one of the other girls just now said as well, that you say, I want to go on my own. I didn't want to be involved with God anymore. But you feel that today you've got to make that recommitment again. And I'm inviting you that you can come forward, that we can pray along with you. We're going to sing now the songs that they already practiced before the sermon. And like Eunice also said, if you're feeling down, and if you feel there's a lot of things on your shoulder, and a lot of outside is having a lot of parties, and you don't seem to have any problems or whatever, they've got problems. All of us have got problems. But if you would like to pray with somebody, please feel free to come forward. Eunice will be here, and they will be here. We can pray along with you, and we can bring it to God. Because He's there. We can bring our stuff. We can bring it to Him. We don't have to put it like a rucksack in our bag and walk the whole day with it. We can bring it to Him. It's not for us. We can bring it to Him because Jesus already died for it at the cross. Tomorrow is going to be the 25th. We're going to have a family day tomorrow. We're not going to have a sermon over here. The 25th is thinking about the birth of Jesus. The birth of Jesus. The death of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus. Ascending to heaven of Jesus. That's all important for us. And through that resurrection, through that He was stronger than death, that is a proof what we've got, that God is above all. He created. The Creator, He's above all. So we're not maybe having tomorrow's sermon. For us it is important each and every day to celebrate the birth of Christ, death of Christ, resurrection of Christ. That He is sitting at the right hand of the Father at the moment and looking at us. That is for us. So each and every day of the year is for us a celebration. Each and every day. Feel free, you still want to do a testimony? Okay, Cindy, come.
That's called an African song, I'm sorry. yeah, like my mind was running and I'm trying to listen. About what I'm supposed to share and that.
But yeah, I just really felt like God wanted me to share this. Before I came here this year, I really had this fear that when I come here, you know, what if something happens to my parents? And it's like, but anyways, I came over, and you know what? Things did happen to them. A lot of things happened to them. But God just gave me this peace, like this peace that I can't explain. Literally, there's no words for it. It just falls on me, and at night, I don't actually, like, my mind doesn't run. I just fall asleep because I know that whatever is going on, he's carrying it in his hands, and it's not just, yeah, like, it's actually real because he comes through every single time with every single thing. He just, yeah, it always proves to me that he's the living God, and yeah, it really brought me, like, out of this darkness into his light, and in so many ways, literally, I felt like I couldn't see, but I thought that I had love and light, but yeah, this year it really taught me what love is and what light is, and really, he is all of that, like, yeah. But anyway, so there's way more that I can share, but this is it. God is amazing, and his peace is just, yeah, there's no words for it.
Yeah, so thank you so much for being
late. You can stand on
Amen.